52-year-old Jens Søring has spent most of his life in Virginia prisons, insisting he did not kill his former girlfriend's parents, Derek and Nancy Haysom. At first, he says he confessed, hoping to protect Elizabeth Haysom, who had said she hated her parents and wanted them dead. There were big mistakes in Søring's confession, and mistakes in his trial, but he was convicted. Many Republicans, like Delegate Rob Bell, argue Søring, the son of a low-level German diplomat, should never be released. Bell was outraged in 2009 when former Governor Tim Kaine proposed sending Søring back to Germany and begged fellow lawmakers to sign a letter opposing the transfer.
If you believe that the Virginia criminal justice system is unfair because it favors those who are rich or well-connected or white, you should sign this letter. Please do not let him win. Let's ask the Justice Department to do the right thing and deny the transfer.
Søring was already packing his bags when the newly elected governor, Bob McDonnell, told the Justice Department that Virginia would not hand the prisoner over. Since then, Søring's lawyer, Steve Rosenfield, has presented evidence that was not available at trial.
In February of 2017, I hired one DNA expert who is nationally known, and then 3 months later, a second expert to get an independent decision, and both of them concluded that two men left their blood at the crime scene, neither of whom was Jens Søring.
The sheriff of Albemarle County, Chip Harding, did his own investigation, spending hundreds of hours reviewing the case, and concluded Søring could not be convicted today. And Governor Terry McAuliffe said he would consider a pardon request.
I want to see justice, and the worst thing is somebody incarcerated who did not commit the crime. And so I want you to know the process is going on. I take it very seriously. I saw the report the other day. I called my counsel again and said I'd like an update briefing on where we are. So I want you to know I am paying very close attention to this.
But months passed, and McAuliffe left office without making a decision. Søring was disappointed, but not surprised.
It's because he wants to run for president, and he's afraid that Donald Trump is going to run a TV ad against him saying, "In his final days in office, Terry McAuliffe pardoned a vicious double murderer."
Governor Ralph Northam said he would wait to hear from investigators with the parole board, who have been reviewing the case for more than 2 years. Søring is eligible for parole and has been a model prisoner. If freed, he would be sent back to Germany, a country that has asked for his return. But recently, for the 14th time, the board refused to release him, a decision that baffled Attorney Rosenfield.
There are 17 people who have been paroled in the 2 years with this fairly progressive parole board who have been convicted of capital murder or multiple murders who have been released after spending less time than Jens Søring.
And he doesn't think justice can be done in a state that employs just 6 retired state police, part-time, to investigate claims of innocence.
If the Commonwealth wants to get serious about getting innocent people out of prisons, they need to spend the money to hire full-time investigators, independent of the governor's office, to investigate impartially and promptly rather than have years go by for these investigations.
Until then, Søring is pinning his hopes on several celebrities who are now calling for his release. We'll have that story Monday. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.